Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's been 20 and a half weeks since we found that Josie has rectal cancer, and continually always asking myself, what do I know? I know that Thursday night, which was when she got the chemo bag off, and 2 days after her infusion, it was very tough. And my sister Carol was here with me, and we came downstairs to where we were going to go to bed, and we prayed together, and I asked for prayers from prayer warriors, and Josie went to bed that night not even wanting to talk or anything, and she woke up the next morning, and it was miraculous. She talked about surrendering. She talked about just knowing that she had to get through. And I remember just thinking the darkness of the night and the prayers going up and the light of the morning was God's miracle. And I just want to share that with you and praise God on answered prayers, on his mercy and love. Josie loves interior design. I wish you could hear her talk about it. She loves looking at the possibilities and the potential for a home. And when I think about it, or I think most people think about it, you think you're working on one area, and you do that, and then you're going to move to another area. She told me something, and I've taken it to heart. She said you need to look at your home, step back, and see the whole picture, and ask yourself this question. How do you want your home to function? What is its purpose? What are you trying to achieve? And that, to me, made me reflect and think about my own interior. Think about inside me. How am I to function? How is my whole self to be? What is my purpose? How does it all connect together? I think sometimes when a doctor is trying to help you and they focus on, well, this is the one part, but they forget the connection, that we are all one body, that we are all connected, that we are all children of God. And I just thought the question was so good. When you look at your interior, look inside, invite Jesus in and ask, how am I supposed to function? What is my whole purpose? Amen. I want to tell you a story. I love telling you a story that just kind of illustrates everything that God has for you and the gifts and the love and the peace that we can't understand. I have been here this week with my little sister, Carol, and Josie had her infusion on Tuesday and got the bag off on Thursday, like I told you. But her little boy, Jack, he's four. He'll tell you he's 4 3/4, and he wants credit for every single day. He was playing a game, and I heard them playing, and he was telling his little sister, he'll be the need giver. Now, what do you need? And he's going to give it to you. She needed a blanket. She needed a pillow. She needed her favorite toy. She needed something, whatever brought her the comfort and the joy of the moment. He wanted to fill that. He wanted to be the need giver. Never even heard that term before, but immediately, it's Jesus in all of us. He is the need giver. It's not about our wants or desires, or it's what we need. It's what we need to be all that he's called us to be in this world. He will give to us. In your reflection, in your purpose, in your interior, think about being the need giver to another. Think about showing the love that God has for them. Think about what they need and be that vessel. Be a need giver this day. And then I will tell you this last story, and I'll let you go to be need givers. I was again with Josie, and we were picking up the kids from their preschool. And the teacher told Josie that I want to explain the situation with Evie. I was very, you know, stern or very strong with her because it was a impromptu fire drill. They'd never had that before, the kids, where the teacher didn't even know. And now what's going on? And so she was trying to get them all, they call it catch a bubble. You do this with your mouth. I'm trying to do it for you, but you open it, then close it, and then get to where the teacher's telling you everybody needed to leave the school and get to a bunker, get to this, you know, there's these different buildings outside the school that are safe, that are places for the kids to go. And two different teachers told Josie that when Jack was there and saw Evie, saw his little sister, his little three-year-old sister, he saw her. Her class had come in. Jack was there. And he went running to her. He wrapped his arms around his little sister. And he said, "You're safe. You're here. You're safe." Think about that. Think about it's a child. It's pure. It's love. It's comfort. Think about that. Think about being in the arms of Jesus. Think about the fact that you're here. You're safe. You're loved. Oh, I was in tears when I heard that. And I wanted to share it with you. And know you're safe and you're loved. And I have a couple scripture that I want to share with you always. It says, "Oh Lord, you have searched me and you know me." Psalm 139:1. "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Romans 12:2. "Freely you have received and freely give." That's Matthew 10:8. "And I can do all things through him who gives me strength." Of course, I always say that one, Philippians 4:13. And I want to say a prayer together with you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful. We are thankful. Our hearts come to you with thanks. So many times we ask, we receive, but the gift, this incredible gift that you have given us, we don't tell you how much we are thankful. And we are thankful this day. We are thankful for your gift. We love you and we thank you and we praise your holy name. And Lord, I pray today that each of us will take this new term, this new phrase, and embody it. Look at our own interiors and become the need givers. Show the love of Jesus Christ to this world who's in such need. You want to talk about where needs are? They are everywhere around you. There are people indeed in need, in desperate need. Be a need giver. We pray this, Lord, today that we will be need givers. And Lord, we pray that we may understand and that we may find comfort and peace in knowing that the arms of Jesus are wrapped around us and that we'll say, "You're here, you're safe, and you're loved." In Jesus' name we pray this day. Amen.